Hello and welcome. Welcome to the 2014 GABF, and more importantly, to the awesome Beer and Food Pavilion. You've chosen one of the classic sessions, beer and pretzels. When you think beer and food, beer and pretzels is a great way to start. We've got three wonderful speakers. We're going to walk you through a little bit more than just your traditional beer and just a traditional soft pretzel. We're going to get some crazy pretzel flavors going. We've got, from left to right, Jennifer Glanville, who is a brewer at the Boston Beer Company. We've got Sean, who is on the marketing team at Snyder's of Hanover. And we've got Anna Nadazdi, who's the director of sales and marketing at Great Divide Brewing Company here in Denver, Colorado. Without further ado, your panel.
Thank you guys for coming out to the beer and pretzel pairing session. So this is the third year that we have been doing this session. So it has been widely popular the last couple of years. So if you've been here before, thanks for coming again. If this is your first time, thanks for showing up. So again, my name is Sean Adams, if I can get the clicker to work. I am on the marketing team for Snyder's of Hanover. I've been doing it for just shy of 4 years now. And like was introduced, I'm joined by these two wonderful ladies from Boston Beer Company, Jennifer and Anna from Great Divide. So kind of the agenda for today, I'm going to talk up here for a couple minutes, and then we have four beer and pretzel pairings for you. So we're going to hop back and forth between Anna and Jennifer. The order on the plates, we're going to kind of go left to right. So we've got a couple spicy options for you first, and then we're going to end with a couple sweet. So as we're kind of going through them, go from left to right. So a little bit about Snyder's of Hanover. If, for those of you who are aware, hopefully we have a lot of fans and advocates in the crowd. Our booth is over at C17, so if you haven't found us yet, definitely come snack on some pretzels later on. But we have been in business. We've been America's pretzel bakery for the last over 100 years, 105 years. So we've been in business. We started off, the Wareheim family owned the company, started off with a little truck in Hanover, Pennsylvania, where I work now, and have, over the last 100 years, just really developed into a pretzel powerhouse. Every form, every flavor, with national distribution that you can possibly imagine. So we have the traditional pretzels everybody loves. We've got a ton of flavors, which you're going to be going through today. And then we've gotten really, really experimental, really fun with a lot of seasonal options, which we've got today. One of the brand new ones that I have for you here, too, this big, beautiful, hard pretzel, is our limited edition sourdough Bavarian Oktoberfest pretzel. So it's very light, very crispy, only on the market for 8 weeks. So we thought we were going to come here, give them to you guys at this session as well. So if you need to cleanse your palate, eat that pretzel, because they'll change your life, is what I was told earlier today by an advocate. So they're great. We've got national distribution, international distribution. We're on every continent across the United States. So hopefully, hopefully you know our pretzels. Hopefully you come love them. And that's enough for me. So I'm going to hand this off to my wonderful partners in crime here to my left. So starting off with Anna from Great Divide.
Hi. My name is Anna Nadishti. I'm with Great Divide Brewing Company. We were started in 1994 by Brian Dunn, so we're now celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And we're just super honored to be up here next to Sean and Jennifer. And I never thought that I'd be able to say that I took part in a pretzel powerhouse pairing, but it's a highlight of my career, I have to tell you. So what else? Great Divide, located right here in Denver, Colorado. It's been a great week, and it's so exciting to see how this has grown tremendously, and we're excited to be a part of it. So thanks for coming out.
So you want to go through your first pairing?
Sure, I can do that. Okay, so we decided to do... We love the spice here in Denver, here in Colorado, and we loved the opportunity to work with one of their new pretzels, the jalapeno pretzel. So we figured the perfect combination with the jalapeno would be our Lasso IPA. The beauty of this IPA is that it's only 5%, so you can have one or two or three or a six-pack and still feel great. But what I love about this particular pairing is the combination of the Centennial, Columbus, and Cascade hops that we're using just really complements the spice of the jalapeno so well. So I think that that hoppy beers and spicy pretzels really go hand in hand. But let me know what you guys think.
So again, the jalapeno or the ones on the left, it's the orange pretzel with some green flakes in it. So those are the jalapeno. Oh, yeah. So, again, just the way that we're sampling from left to right. So, the jalapeno are the orange ones on the left with the little green flakes. The super, like, neon orange ones, Jennifer's going to talk about here in a second.
Hi. I'm Jennifer Glanville. I am a brewer for Sam Adams, and I run our brewery in Boston. And I'm really excited to be up here with Anna and Sean. There's a few things I like equal to making beer, and pairing food is one of them. So, this is really great to be here. Especially, this is our 30th anniversary. So, actually, 29 years ago, Boston Lager won Best Beer at the Great American Beer Festival, and that sort of launched Boston Beer for us. So, it's really exciting to be back here. This is our 30th anniversary, as I mentioned, and to be up here bringing two of my favorite beers that we make. One thing, when you touched on it a bit, and sort of all the changes that have happened over the years with the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, and I think the drinker's palate has evolved. So pretzels and beer seem rather simple, but Snyder's has taken the flavors of pretzels to a whole new level, just like the drinker's palates have evolved to a new level. So it's really fun. It's been fun to sample these, and I had everybody at the brewery sampling them, so we had a lot of fun with that. I chose to also go with spicy and hoppy. You know, for me, a hoppy beer really fans the flames of the heat, and then a lot of that citrus character takes the heat down on the finish. So I chose the buffalo. It's very traditional for me because I love buffalo wings. So it's a buffalo flavored pretzel with our Rebel IPA. It's a West Coast style IPA, and it has five American hops in it. You're going to notice distinct grapefruit characteristics from the Centennial and Cascade. You're going to notice some orange characteristics that come out actually with this. So up front, really hoppy, finishes with a little sweet malt character. So I thought this was a really great pairing. So enjoy it.
So again, the Hot Buffalo are these super bright orange pretzels. So that's with the Rebel IPA. So we're just take a minute, have you guys sample these. What did you think of the two spicy combinations with the IPAs? Perfect.
Sure. We were just chatting about IPAs, and Anna and I were talking about how it's a battle sometimes between maybe marketing and customers and brewers, because you're trying to figure out, brewers want to make certain things, you guys want to drink certain things. And I was laughing because I'm sort of caught in the middle. I've been at Boston Beer for 13 years, but I did have a short stint in a couple other career paths before that, before I was a brewer. So I understand that piece, and we were just laughing about that because I battle it all the time where I want to make something, but I know no one's really going to go out and buy it and drink it, so we have to keep it at the brewery. And we always say with Jim Cook, you know, our founder, that one day that beer will find a home. So we're just kind of talking about battling with brewers, and I guess I just end up battling with myself half the time.
You guys ready for the sweet flavors? Perfect. Okay, so we've got two sweet flavors, and again, they're going to be the two on the right. The first one is going to be our salted caramel pieces, which are the little bit, these are a little harder to tell the difference, so they're the little bit lighter tan ones. And then the second is going to be our brand new, just launched in August, maple bacon flavor, which is delicious. And you can tell those because they've got the little brown flakes in them on the far right. So now we're going to get on to the sweet flavors.
Okay, I just want to say that I'm really excited that I get to go first, because I don't know how anyone can compete with bacon. So I'm glad that I don't have to follow Jennifer with this one. Although, I got to say, this pairing is amazing. Hibernation Ale is our winter warmer, kind of a traditional old English ale, but we dry hop it. We've kind of given it the old American treatment with a liberal dose of dry hop. So I love this beer. It's super fresh. We just bottled it probably this week, and so you still get some great hop aroma and bitterness, but really it's the malt that shines in this beer. And paired with the salted caramel pretzels, it's just amazing. So I hope you enjoy it.
Wow, what'd you guys think of that? Wasn't that delicious? Really good pairing. I love that beer. So I chose the maple bacon because bacon. I also felt like it was a bit of a challenge. People always ask me about food and beer pairings and how do you make decisions. And my first advice to everybody is, you know, fool around with some food and beer pairings. You can go on websites, our website, you can read books. There's a lot of advice about food and beer pairings, but at the end of the day, it's going to be what you like, your palate, your favorite foods, your favorite beers. Beer is very complex, as you know, so there's a lot of flavor compounds in it, and that's one reason I chose this. So I chose our Boston Lager, which many of you are familiar with. How many of you have had Boston Lager before? Not today, necessarily. I'm not going to judge you, but... So Boston Lager, to me, is a great beer for pairing because it has that balance between hop character and malt. You get that upfront toffee and caramel notes. You get that the Hallertau Middelfrüh Noble hops. It's citrus. It's piney. But you also get, as it warms up, and this beer's getting a little bit warmer, you're going to notice some eucalyptus and citrus notes, orange citrus notes. Those are going to be important with our pairing, so hang tight for a second. This pretzel comes off as very sweet. It can be very polarizing if you've tasted it, so expect that. It has that really distinct maple flavor. It has a slight savory that you get with it, so it's a nice balance. What I loved about it with the lager is I felt like the caramel sweetness of the malt brought out more of that bacon flavor. So it matched that maple flavor and sweetness level, but it actually toned it down a little, so you got a little more bacon savory, and I thought that was really nice. And then it finished a little bit with more of that orange citrus notes, which you don't always get with the pine. So I thought it was really interesting, and I love doing it. Thanks for letting me use this new pretzel. And again, food and beer is just so awesome, so I really encourage you guys to experiment with it and even go back to the basics. I mean, Snyder has so many great pretzels, and it's really fun. You can just have people over, get a bunch of pretzels, get some of your favorite beers, and, you know, experiment and have some fun with that. So thanks a lot.
So we'll let you guys kind of go through the samples for a couple minutes, and then I'll come down for questions. So if anybody has any questions for any of the three of us, just please raise your hand when you're ready, and I'll walk down with the mic. So, and I guess while you guys are going through those, has anybody also been trying the new Oktoberfest pretzel? You guys enjoying that? Perfect. That has been like my baby brainchild for the all summer long, getting that thing ready. So I'm happy to see that other people love it. And then, you know, tell my bosses that you like it too, so that I'm a good guy.
I'll kick people off while we're waiting for people to think of their questions. We've tried both savory and sweet pretzels here today, and we've had specific beers. What general characteristics in a beer would you look for as you move from a sweeter pretzel to a saltier pretzel?
I mean, I think a good rule of thumb is you always either want to complement the flavors, or you're looking for a beer to really accentuate a flavor. So. In all of these pairings, though, I mean, well, I think the sweeter pairing, certainly it's more complementary, because the malt, we both chose a little more malt-forward beers. And then with the spicier pretzels, I think we're clearly on the same page here with the hoppier beers, but I just don't think you can go wrong with that, because it does just elevate that spice to a whole nother level. So I'm sure you've got something you want to...
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also think you can look at other flavors. I know that they have some chocolate-covered pretzels, and I know people like chocolate and beer, but if you think about something with the chocolate actually has citrus notes to it. One of my favorite things is chocolate with the lager, because it brings out all the flavors with lager. So following those characteristics that Anna mentioned, but then even thinking like, well, what do I like about chocolate? Oh, I like either the cocoa or I like the citrus flavors, and then picking a beer that will go with that. And also the temperature of your beer. If you want a beer to have a little more flavor and more malt character to come out, a lot of times, especially in these maltier beers, you want it to be a little more room temperature. So think about that also when you're tasting.
Questions?
So my favorite pretzel snack when I had to stress eat in grad school was the bacon cheddar pieces. What beer goes with that? Because they're awesome.
I know it's going to seem like my go-to, and you personally know how much I love lager. I would probably go with lager. You would want something that's moderately hopped, because cheddar isn't, the cheddar on the pretzel is not going to be super sharp, right? So you want it to be moderately hopped. A pale ale, actually, a pale ale that I know they make would be great with that as well. Lager, I would keep it like that with a nice balance, because you want to continue to bring out some of that bacon too.
I was going to default to, again, something that's got a little bit of hop bite to it. So my initial gut was like a good hoppy pilsner. It would be delicious with the maple bacon. So another one that I actually worked on and launched, that was one of my first projects when I started working, was launching the maple bacon. And so my friends have the sometimes unfortunate position of being my taste testers, and I brought it to a Super Bowl party. We do a lot of good stuff, but it takes bad stuff sometimes that you guys never see come to market. So... But I brought it to a Super Bowl party, and we were drinking it. I'm originally from Madison, so we get together with friends from the Great Dane in Madison, and so we were going through their German Pilsner, and it matched up perfectly. So good hoppy Pilsner is the way to go.
So I'm actually going to offer a totally different take on the bacon cheddar pretzel, which I love. And, of course, you can't go wrong with bacon, so... but I think like a Scotch ale would be really interesting with that. Like enough complexity to stand up to this super flavorful pretzel. But, you know, the smokiness of the malt in a Scotch ale, I think, would pair really nicely with the bacon. So that's the beauty, though, of beer and food pairings, is that you can take two completely different beers and they can both really accomplish the same objective when you're trying to, you know, put together a complete meal of pretzels and beer. It's complete.
So this question is mostly about the pretzels, but it can apply to the beer as well. What exactly went wrong on the pretzels that you were talking about? Do you have any flavors in mind that you can share with us that didn't work at all?
Both the said bacon flavors, the maple bacon has been one that we've had in development for about 2 years. And the trickiness with bacon is that, you know, we want to have very authentic flavors. We don't want to be artificially flavored. We want to try to keep as much naturally flavored as possible. But sometimes when you're playing with these flavors, they have a tendency to, you know, feel fake and artificial. And bacon's a tricky one because it can be too smoky. It can be, you know, it can just be really tough to get, like, that good natural bacon flavor that people like. So this maple bacon that you're trying is probably the 30 to 40th iteration of the maple bacon before we got it just right. The bacon cheddar was the same way, so it's great. But, you know, we have some really inventive R&D guys. And, I mean, there's a lot of folks in here who I'm sure that there have been, you know, batches of beer that you're like, man, that was probably good in theory but didn't work out. So we had, if anybody's familiar with our pretzel sandwiches, like the peanut butter or spicy cheddar or cheddar cheese sandwiches, we actually tried a combination, a sweet and spicy combination that was inspired from a raspberry chipotle sorbet. So we thought, hey, sweet and spicy, that might work. And we had a jalapeno strawberry pretzel sandwich. And I was on an R&D call, and I put it in my mouth, and I said, this is the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life. But luckily, our R&D team, I mean, you can't get a good idea without 100 bad ideas. And so, you know, we truly believe that. We're super iterative. We come out with just some delicious stuff because we really care about the quality. So that's one example. There are a couple more. A spicy glazed donut I had, too, and it felt like a practical joke. That's how I described it. Like, this tastes like a donut up until it starts to burn my throat. I don't know. How about you guys? Have you guys ever had anything that you're like, man, this was great up until I drank it? Or
I like to think I've gotten far enough that we're hitting at least a triple each time that I'm, you know, up to bat with my beers. I definitely think we had a beer we made called Honey Porter, and I had this brilliant idea to use heather honey from Scotland, and I was like, oh, well, we already brew honey porter, I'm just going to use the same amount of heather honey, and your head almost blew off with all the heather notes and the floral notes, so that was not good. I don't like to dump beer, but there was no even way to save it, so it definitely happens to everybody.
I don't brew, this is not fair. But I was listening to Sean describe the flavor, that flavor that didn't work, and I was thinking, like, God, how much worse would that be if the R&D lab were here in Colorado where marijuana is legal, right? You'd get some crazy flavor combinations that probably don't work.
It might work in Colorado.
It might work here. True.
We've got time for one last question.
The underlying pretzel itself, how many different versions of the pretzel are there before you add the flavors? Is it one basic pretzel with flavors added, or are there a bunch of different pretzels that you combine with flavors?
No, it's our sourdough hard that we basically that we have a tumbler that breaks them for us. So we bake them whole, and then we kind of break them through the process, and then apply flavor to them.
Another half hour at the Beer and Food Pavilion has flown by, so let me thank Anna, Sean, who is joining us here on his birthday, and Jennifer for that amazing, informative presentation.
And it was Jennifer's birthday yesterday, too, so
birthday panel all around.
Thanks, seriously, thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank these two. Please give them applause for coming up, and they've been wonderful partners for us for the last couple of years.
Thanks, everyone.